Okay, Clipsal's come and gone, Roo, and another successful weekend. Although they say ticket sales were slightly down, but I don't know. I was out and about on Saturday night, massive crowd in the city. Hotels were full everywhere, so I think...
We're still over 70,000 on Saturday, Sunday. I mean, we're still talking about very big crowds. It's just not as big as they've been in the past.
But what about the future of it? Let's get our sports minister on, Leon Bignall. Biggles, good morning.
G'day, Dits. G'day, Roo. G'day
now, to all your listeners. Can you confirm that was Clipsal's last involvement in the race?
Yeah, they've done a great job. Clipsal, a fantastic relationship for the last 18 years, but that was their last one. And we're talking to a couple of big companies, national and international companies, about taking over those naming rights from next year.
All right. What about OTR, a local company, on the run? They've been mentioned, it's been rumoured that they could be the company taking over.
Yeah, look, it's not really their fit because they're a great South Australian company, but not really with that national, international profile. This is, we're talking with companies that have well-known brand names, not just here in Australia, but around the world. So really big times, and it's an expensive sponsorship, but it's worth it. If you talk to anyone and ask them what Adelaide's race is called, they call it the Clipsal 500.
Yep, so that's right.
It's pretty good name association and a great event.
What's the position of the supercars financially? There's a few rumours around that they've been doing it a bit tough. Are they going okay?
Yeah, they're doing really well. I've got to say, of all the sporting codes that we deal with, supercars have got to be the best that we have the best relationship with them of all the codes. So professional, the drivers, the team owners, James Warburton and his staff at supercars, they're unbelievable. It's a really good organisation. Obviously, they're undergoing some change because, Ford and Holden pulling out of production in Australia will have an effect. So I think they've set that up over the past few years, bringing Nissan in and, trying to work with Volvo and Mercedes. So it's going to evolve over the next few years, but look, unbelievable racing out there over the past 4 days.
Because I agree with what you said, and can I, Roo, put this to you as well, that I think when we interview the drivers, they are the most professional sports people. Talk about speaking
accessible.
Well, accessible, and also selling their sport. They are amazing, Biggles. They really are. Look, I just want to put this to you further because someone has contacted us to say that the sport is in big, big trouble financially. With Ford and Holden pulling out of Australia, it's not helping the future of it. And I'm reluctant to say this morning, Biggles, because I don't want to rain on the parade. It's a brilliant event for Adelaide. But so you're saying that the sport actually isn't in financial trouble.
Well, you want to speak to James Warburton about that, but yep. Certainly none of the indicators I got. And I was talking to people who were out here from Ford in Michigan, and other parts of the US. I mean, this is a great series on a world scale, and Adelaide puts on the best race of all the supercar races. And, the team owners will tell you that, the drivers will tell you that, everyone involved in the sport. So, I think you might want to check your facts. It might be the same person who handed that envelope at the Academy Awards, mate. Might be La La La.
What could be?
What's happening with the two tracks next year? Are we going to have the... or Tailem Bend and Adelaide City race as well?
Well, that's our long-term plan. The second race at Tailem Bend hasn't been sanctioned yet. But, we've got, as I said, the biggest and the best race with Adelaide and the street circuit. Tailem Bend's going to be a completely different proposition, but a wonderful one. The track that the Shaheens are building out there through their Peregrine
When's
group.
That going to happen?
Well, that'll be finished by late this year, I think commissioned early next year. So I think that their ambitions are for next year. We've still got to work through a few things, and so do supercars. But it's going to be an amazing track out there, a completely different proposition to what you see on a street circuit. So they'll have mounds where people go and put their picnic blankets and their chairs out. There's even one spot, I think, where you can drive your car up, like the country footy, and just sit there listen to Triple M and watch
Beautiful.
The cars go by.
Beautiful. All right, we'll sit there together, Biggles. We'll have an esky and we'll do that.
That'd be awesome.
What about the financial impact of Clipsal on Adelaide and South Australia?
Yeah, it's worth about $65 million. And as you said,
$65 million,
and it fills every hotel room in Adelaide. And that's even with Airbnb coming on. There's still, there's just not enough accommodation. And one thing I should point out is the crowds were down a bit this year, but the interstate and New Zealand visitors were up. And that's been a really targeted thing that we've done since we took it from the Motorsport Board. We got rid of the board. We've brought it into the South Australian Tourism Commission. The Tourism Commission guys know how to market this race to people interstate and overseas. If you look at New Zealand, heaps of Kiwi drivers out there in the supercars, plus the series goes to New Zealand each year. So it kind of makes sense to get the New Zealanders over here. Met a few down there around the track over the weekend, and they were just having a ball.
You've been out of the fringe and over the last week or so, have you, Biggles?
I've got to say, Saturday night I went to the theatre, and it was in a quarry up at Anstey Hill, The Secret River, one of the great plays I've ever seen, so get along to that.
I'm actually going to that next week. One of my mate's sons is in that show.
It is awesome.
It's brilliant.
It is one of the best things I've ever seen. And then the opera. Haven't been to much opera in my life.
The opera. Come on, Biggles.
It was a spell. So 5:30 on Friday afternoon, I'm doing a hot lap with Nick Percat. I'm doing a hot lap with Nick Percat. 7 o'clock, I'm sitting there in the festival theatre, suit and tie, got the bag and food on, watching the opera.
Did you have those little binoculars on the stick that they wear?
No, but I was asking the bloke next to me what was happening.
He'll have a drink at the opera.
Absolutely, Coopers. It's all Coopers, mate.
Well done, Biggles. Thanks for joining us.
The women's footy on Saturday night was excellent at Norwood too. 12,500 out there. I went to that. Yep. That was amazing.
That was very good.
Good on you, Biggles.
And Neil Finn last night. Neil Finn, free concert. Mate, I've been everywhere.
Yeah, you have.
Tell Peter Gers it was a good show on Saturday night. He had a good article in the paper yesterday.
I didn't read that. But he doesn't like the car race. He wants us to move it out of his backyard.
Doesn't like a lot of things.
Yeah. Well done. Leon Vignall, our sports minister. Gee, got out and about on the weekend.
Very busy man.